Greg, Alabama, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Greg?
Stephen A., it's a pleasure to talk to you, my man.
Thank you.
I've been a big fan for you for years and years.
Thank you.
I'm a service member, and I can't really speak too much on this, but if I decide a direct order from my commanding officer, we get Article 15, right? There's a whole thing we do, right? But for a senator to say, to tell us service members to defy direct orders,
yes,
our commanders who we follow do not have a choice, because if they defy those direct orders, then they lose their career.
Thank you.
So the senator's asking us to lose our careers.
So Greg, help me out here, because I didn't serve in the military. I defer to people like yourself. Was I false in anything that I said?
On all night, Stephen A., and I appreciate
No,
you.
No, I'm saying we didn't hear you. We didn't hear you. You went out for a second. Was I false in anything I said?
No.
Thank you. Go ahead. You may continue.
Yeah, no. And, you know, I'm not going to put my career on the line for some senator in Arizona telling me I should defy direct orders. I've worked too hard. We service members have worked way too hard to get to where we are in our careers. For a senator to tell us to defy direct orders, I'm not losing my career over something stupid like that.
I don't care who the president is. But here's the problem, Greg. And here's the problem. And stay on the line. Here's what I'm saying to you. What's egregious about it, who should know that better than Senator Mark Kelly? He's a combat pilot in the Navy. He knows. Why would you do that? And without specificity, what illegal laws or whatever did Trump push forward? What illegal directive, rather, did Donald Trump give? If there is one, say so. And if it wasn't one, you shouldn't have said it. But what if you were talking about what he might do? Am I right, Greg, in saying you don't get to imply that he's going to do that? Not when you're in the military, or you're a member that served in the military, not according to the military code of justice. Am I right, Greg?
Correct. You are, Stephen A. And I appreciate what you said tonight in defense of the service members tonight. I really have.
Right.
And you have defended our service members tonight, man. And I appreciate you. You have a blessed Thanksgiving, War Eagle.